ancestral baggage around money, find it, and deal with it. This was a week for digging up old baggage, ancestral baggage around money. I've overloaded myself over the past many months, taking on project after project, pushing myself to create massive financial change in my life. The workload has been disruptive to many other parts of my life, but there's been this feeling of forced march, as if the force was stronger than I am. This coming from someone who's addressed all the issues of financial peace of mind, and who's rebuilt her life after losing everything and theoretically coming to understand the topic of money well. As I spoke with a friend I consult when I can't figure things out on my own, in my mind's eye, I started to see a long trail of people. They looked as if they went back several generations. I realized they were my mind's image of my ancestors. And the look I saw on their faces was that of struggle. Struggle around money. Hard work in order to make it. Difficulty keeping it. Lots of risk-taking. Something my family euphemistically calls adventure. And all the women outliving their husbands who hadn't prepared sufficiently for their wives' longer lives. So, despite periods of great comfort, women ending their lives in struggle, trying to make ends meet. So where do our money beliefs come from? All the primary beliefs we have around money come from what we feel, see, and hear as children. In our earliest years, up until our conscious minds kick in around age 6 or 7, with concepts of right and wrong, true and false, we accept what we experience as truth. So unless we have a reason to revisit a belief as we grow up and consciously change it, we carry many beliefs forward that came directly from our parents and other figures of authority in our early lives, teachers and preachers, for example. This means that if we find ourselves displaying money behaviors that are less than healthy, we can often go back to our childhood and identify where it came from. If the belief around the behavior doesn't make sense as an adult, it's relatively easy to release the belief based on what we know to be true today. So what about ancestral baggage around money? Well, with my recent exploration of these ancestral messages, I realized that we might also find some very old patterns driving our behaviors, so old they almost feel etched in our DNA. That's exactly what I was seeing this past week. To understand that baggage better, I made up an exercise that turned out to be very helpful to me. I'd like to share it with you. To figure out if you're being influenced by ancestral baggage that is making it harder than necessary for you to be successful with money, number one, on your father's side of the lineage, make a short list going back 2, 3, or 4 generations with your father's, grandfather's, great-grandfather's names. Beside each one, write a short phrase or two about what you know about their work and their lives. Number two, close your eyes and suspend reality for a moment. Envision those various generations of men with their wives all sitting around a large table, maybe having Sunday dinner. While it's unlikely they'd be talking about money itself because it was a taboo topic, they would talk about their work and their lives. Envision yourself, number three, envision yourself as a child sitting quietly with all your elders, being seen and not heard. Listen beyond the words and try to feel what their financial lives might have felt like. Let your imagination soar, even fantasize a bit, for about 5 minutes. Then number four, open your eyes and write down any feelings or impressions you might have captured around the different people's attitudes towards money, work, and financial peace. Then do the same thing for your mother's family. What themes did you pick up on for each group? Were the people optimistic? Did money flow to them easily? Was life all about hard work? Did they have any choice in how their lives played out? Did they feel in control of life or controlled by life? Did they have a social class they felt they belonged to? Did they feel they or their children could move up and out of that class easily? Did people like them deserve to have comfort and ease? If they came from another country, when did that break happen? Why? And how did that turn out for them? A success or a disappointment? So how can you use this information? Next time you find yourself acting with money in a way that makes no sense to you and that can't be explained by what you know you picked up from your childhood, take a look at what you discovered here about ancestral baggage. See if it explains the behavior. Or if you're facing great resistance doing what you know you should and want to do to make your life financially more secure, again, check that baggage. This ancestral baggage should be no more difficult to release than the beliefs you adopted from your parents as you grew up. Look at each element in the context of what you know today. Ask if it makes sense to hold on to. If not, use whatever little ritual or process you prefer to release it from your life, and then move on. One detail, ancestral baggage doesn't have to be negative. It can also explain your incredible ability to break through obstacles, achieving despite all odds, and finding it perfectly normal that you're enjoying full financial peace of mind already today. Let us know in the comment section below if thinking about your lineage around money, going back several generations, could help explain some decisions or actions you've taken.